Midnight Music.
Coming up this week on Kings of the Rings podcast, we kick off March Madness with a Revolution. Willie T and King Ricky preview this weekend's AEW Revolution pay-per-view, which features MJF wrestling for 60 minutes, plus the WrestleMania card begins to fill out, including the addition of the most must-see WrestleMania host in the history of WrestleMania. So sit back, relax, and please don't piss off the Oscar cops. It's Kings of the Rings podcast, episode number 330, March Revolution, exclusively on WrestleLadic Radio, and it starts right now. The fucking Oscar cops. Can you believe it, Will?
Yeah, dude. It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's like, hey, I think the Oscar cops should go to Compton and stop being cop cops and see what happens.
Yeah, that'll help. I just want the Oscar cops. I want the Oscar cops to be in stormtrooper outfits. That's all I want.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kings of the Rings podcast, episode number 330, March Revolution. Happy March, I guess, for some people. March is here. This year's going by rather quickly. And surprise, surprise, AEW actually has a pay-per-view for once.
Yay! Can't wait to watch that.
Not live.
I'm not paying for it, that's for sure.
Yeah, not live at all. Or maybe in the legal stream or whatever it goes. AEW.
Yeah, I don't want to go that far. You know what? You got to really convince me. Ricky, the show's got to convince me if we're going to fucking watch this goddamn card.
Very true. What's going on in Big Hurst? No, I will not be at WrestleMania 39 because Los Angeles is goddamn expensive and I cannot fit that bill right now. Find me in Philly, though. Find me in Philly, Big Hurst.
Hell yeah. I was talking about box seats.
Yeah, find us in Philly. We're going to be an absolute menace during that show. So we are going to get started. We have some pretty interesting stuff going on this week. For wrestling, especially because this is more of a big AEW show, and I don't think Will and I have actually watched AEW consistently in a very, very long time.
God, it's got to be since Punk like punched a dog or whatever the fuck he did. I forget what he did, but yeah, it's been since that.
It was since the disaster of the presser that they had.
Yeah, but goddamn, how funny was that? Yeah.
But late breaking news, we do not have any graphics for business. This actually came in a couple of hours before the show, and I was out doing post-birthday shenanigans. But if you guys have already known, earlier today, it was reported by Bleacher Report and all other credible news outlets that TMZ released or said the news that WWE superstar Sonya Deville was arrested last month in Atlantic City, New Jersey. When I mean last month, I mean February. She was arrested in Atlantic City, New Jersey for carrying a firearm in her vehicle without a permit, according to TMZ. Court documents show that a valet contacted police on February 19th when they found a gun in the glove box of Deville's car. Sonya Deville was then arrested when it was determined that she did not have the proper permit to carry a gun in the state of New Jersey. Deville was charged with one count of unlawful weapon possession of a handgun without a permit, and she is scheduled to appear in court this month being March. 29-year-old Deville is originally from New Jersey, but now lives in Florida, and the gun was purportedly registered in the state of Florida. Per Fightful Sean Ross Rapp, Deville was in Atlantic City to celebrate getting engaged for her girlfriend to her girlfriend, which we talked about a little bit last week. Sources told TMZ that Deville purchased a firearm for protection after a man broke into her Florida home in 2020. Police said the man was in possession of a knife, zip ties, duct tape, and allegedly planned to kidnap Deville before he was thwarted by Deville's security alarm and ultimately arrested. According to Sapp, Deville isn't believed to be facing any discipline from WWE after being arrest because the promotion understands her reasoning for purchasing and carrying a gun. Sapp added that Deville is working on getting the charge against her in New Jersey thrown out. So that's the news we have on Sonya Deville. It seems like, according to that one, great reporting by a credible news source.
Don't go into that these days.
Yeah. Number two, this all seems to be within reason, and I'm glad to hear that WWE also agrees.
Yeah, I mean, as they should, right? I mean, listen.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's going to have a gun. If I were her, I would bring a gun with me to the fucking grocery store. I'm going to bring a gun everywhere after having that bullshit happen to me. Now, If she bought the gun legally in Florida, which looks like she did, I don't know how gun laws work in New Jersey that specifically, especially if it's registered in Florida, but I would assume, seeing as it's a right, it would be a federal thing. You would just register the gun federally and launch it past the background check and all that. This sounds like really dumb charges, but it's state law. You know, if she still has a residency in New Jersey, maybe that's something to do with it. Honestly, I have no idea. I'm not a lawyer.
Yeah.
But to me, it sounds like a nothing charge because it's not like she just had it on her, right? She didn't like yeah. she used it or had intent to use it. She just had it on her person, like in her car.
Yeah. So I'm interested more so.
Like if you carry it into a yeah. casino, like if she went to Caesar's Palace packing, that might be a bit of an issue.
That might be probably be a problem,
right?
Yeah.
Right? That's most definitely an issue. But if it's just in her car and she got pulled over for like speeding or whatever, mm-hmm. like just write a speeding ticket. What's the issue?
Well, no, from what I read there was that she was in Jersey to celebrate her engagement.
Which congratulations to her. Really fucking hot fiance, by the way.
Yeah. Sonya Deville's got good taste.
Yeah.
But it reads that a valet found it in the glove box. So that leads me to believe she probably got valet car service, which is cool. So what is the car attendant doing in the glove box of someone's car?
Yeah.
Like, that's my concern.
Yeah.
You know, like if the valet in my reasoning, the valet, I don't know, just did his job, got the keys, parked the car, and went about his business. Yeah, why are you ever in the glove box?
There's no reason for you to be in the glove box. If you put a sticker on it, you know, you put it in the windshield, right?
Yeah.
There's no reason for you to put something in the glove box unless Sonya Deville gave you something to put in the glove box.
Yeah, which that's probably the only thing I can think of, but I don't fathom that. Like, I just
I'd probably sue the valet company. But
yeah, like I just
doing? It's invasion of privacy.
Yeah, yeah, that's very weird, and I can see why she's probably looking to get like the charges dropped because it's like, what are you doing in my glove box?
Did they say what kind of gun it was?
Let me check.
It's probably just a handgun. I think it was a handgun. AR style rifle. I swear to fucking Christ.
No.
People don't know what that means. An AR style rifle. It's like every gun. Period.
Yeah. No. It is. No. There's no indication of what type of gun it was.
Hmm. Probably just a little handgun, a little pea shooter.
Probably.
Yeah. Like remember like a bit of a bit of Austin Powers gun. Maybe the little.
I know. Pistol. I saw it. Yeah. What if it's like from Men in Black, like a noisy cricket?
I hope it's a Red Ryder rifle, the air gun. It's a tryout, kid.
Yeah, but no, I mean, I'm glad that WWE is like, you know what? No, that makes sense. Like, nothing's gonna happen to you. Like, you're good.
You know what? Nor should it, right? I mean, yeah. You text me this, and it's like, yeah, she's probably because honestly, this isn't a federal offense, most likely. You know, it's state law. If anything, it's a slap on the wrist and you pay a fine. That's about it. It's not like she had the gun illegally. She just had to have it legally in the state of New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know if a gun. I thought like if you had a gun, if you just bought a gun, it's good wherever. Well, I guess crossing.
I don't know if there's a federal. Is there a federal licensing for possession of guns? Like, I don't know.
I don't know unless they try and get her for trafficking, because you bring across state lines, it technically is trafficking.
I guess that's a very. I think that's a long shot, but I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I doubt this is going to go anywhere. I don't think it should go anywhere. You know
what? Yeah, I think, you know what it is?
There's a lawyer out there going, what the fuck are these guys doing talking about this?
Yeah. No, I think it was somebody trying to make a buck off of Sonya Deville.
Yeah, the state of New Jersey.
Well, no, I'm thinking like some of that valet knew who she was and was probably trying to look for something, thinking she probably had money or something.
Maybe.
You know, and found the gun and probably got scared. Like, here's a gun. What do I do?
Yeah, man. Movies. I don't want to be that famous.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's. Whew. Well, I mean, like I said, all's well. It looks like it's going to be all's well that ends well for Sonya Deville, and she's not going to serve some time, which is good for her and good for WWE by sticking her and backing her and probably also of giving her legal counsel as well.
Yeah, just don't say nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Which she has not. And everything. But let's move on to one of the main reasons we're here for tonight. We're going to talk about AEW, because AEW, surprise, surprise, this Sunday, who does shows on Sunday anymore? Sunday, March 5th at the Chase Center in San Francisco is going to be AEW Revolution, which, to be honest with you, it's a pretty okay card from what I've gathered. So Will and I are going to go through this card. We're gonna go through this card, starting at the top, which is going to, I don't know how we're gonna last this, but it's an AEW World Championship. Everybody's favorite guy who we wanted to win a championship but has done relatively nothing with it, MJF, the AEW World Champion, will be facing everybody's former favorite babyface, Bryan Danielson, who people are kind of getting bored of, I believe, for the AEW World title in a 60-minute Iron Man match. And I'm shaky on this.
I mean, cool, I guess. You know, let's see what they can do. Yeah, I mean, I bet WWE's going, wow, MJF, this is what you want $5 million for? I know, we can spice you up a lot, but, like, man. Talk about a boring champion. No buzz. Yeah. You know, like, even, like, if we don't watch AEW, we still hear things about AEW. Like, me and my friend at work talk about wrestling pretty frequently, and she'll always tell me what's going on in AEW. Nothing. Crickets about what's going on in AEW. Do we talk about last week how, like, TNA Explosion is their new hour, whatever.
Well,
they're doing
a backstage thing.
TNA Reaction. Sorry, TNA Reaction.
It's TNA Reaction mixed a little Raw talk
like,
smack. You know
that got buzz more than MJF did, and that's gonna be fucking awful.
You know what I hate to say it right now. MJF might be a one trick pony.
He might be. He might be. And then don't be wrong, that trick is really good.
Yeah, it's a great trick. But when you've seen it, it's hard to be surprised anymore.
Yeah. And like, MJF doesn't scream 60-minute Iron Man to me. It's just like, oh.
That's also the issue.
MJF's biggest flaw? Sometimes it's his wrestling. you know what I mean?
That's the reason he doesn't do it often.
Yeah, he's not a sexy wrestler. He doesn't fit that AEW wrestling kind of mold. Like, you know, if it was Kenny and Daniel, fuck yeah, let's go. But it's not.
I mean, Bryan Danielson's gonna have to carry him through this.
Which he will, I have no doubt.
Which he will, yeah. No, I don't doubt. Listen, I can say whatever about Bryan Danielson AEW. I mean, he went to wrestle, but listen, Bryan Danielson can carry a match. He can orchestrate a great match. Look at what him and Kofi did at WrestleMania 35.
Right.
It was perfect. It was the perfect match. Perfect match for everybody, from everything, from start to finish, perfect match. So I trust Bryan Danielson more than I trust MJF in this. I just don't trust the time frame. I don't know if we're going to be able to, or the audience will be able to keep their attention for 60 minutes.
Yeah, dude, I can't really get through a TikTok nowadays.
Yeah. 60 minutes is rough. I'm looking to be pleasantly surprised. Overall, I think MJF is going to win because you're not putting the belt on Bryan.
No, he hasn't won a. I don't think he's won a match since he's been in AEW.
Yeah.
Definitely hasn't won a feud.
Yeah, so again, this is the main event. This concerns me because I don't know how you're going to fill the time.
I think it's going to be a lot of pinfalls.
That would be crazy.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it's like, if it's 4-3 or if like MJF just goes like 6-2. Could you imagine?
A 6-2 Iron Man win.
I mean, that's the tough thing about Iron Man matches, right? Because you can't make it too predictable by being like you know, 1-0 or 2-0 or whatever.
Yeah.
Like a blowout is just boring.
Like, true.
Iron Man matches are very, very tough because they have to be close, but it's very predictable.
Yeah, you kind of simulate a blowout, and then you got to do a comeback. Like it's a lot. I mean, I think a good idea would be for them to do, like, the most... Can they get the most pinfalls in an Iron Man match history in pro wrestling? I think that would be pretty clever.
God, how many would that be, though?
I don't know. It's probably
18,
I don't think they've ever...
15!
It's a pinfall every 2 minutes.
Yeah, like, they do, like, the roll. 1-2-0! 1-2-0! It's 1-2-3! 1-2-3! 1-2-3!
They roll around like that for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. They just roll on the ring like, you know, AEW likes to do lately. They just do the roll on the ring.
Yeah.
That's kind of 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I don't know, but MJF's winning because you have to have MJF win.
Of course. This is like his first title defense, really.
This is his first big one. I mean, AEW doesn't do pay-per-views often. That's a good thing. Yeah, which is good. They have what they're set for.
Yeah, they have like big 4 or 5, which is great.
Yeah, which is fine. But that just means there's a lot riding on these events.
And a lot of TV specials.
Yeah.
Winter is coming, winter is here, winter is gone. No surrender, surrender, don't surrender. Blood and guts, guts and blood. Stuffing, chicken stuffing, turkey stuffing. May Day Parade, Thanksgiving Day Parade, Macy's Day Parade.
Don't they do a St. Patrick's one too?
St. Patrick's Day Slam, something like that.
Something like that, yeah. And they do New Year's Revolution or something like that. Like
Revolution, this one.
No. There's a New Year's one. I think it's New Year's Bash.
New Year's Bash. I think New Year's Evolution was WWE.
Yeah. It's great. So yeah, there's a lot riding on this for MJF. This has to pull through, and I just have my concerns with it all. Moving on to this is there. We're going from 60-minute Iron Man match to Texas Death Match in San Francisco. Jon Moxley versus Hangman Adam Page, because Hangman Adam Page has to do something because he can't do the Buckshot Lariat anymore because a social media influencer named Logan Paul does it better than him. And so this is where we're at with Jon Moxley and Hangman Adam Page.
Hopefully Ray comes out and goes, "Stop bleeding, both of you, enough. Color means nothing now." Which, to his point, he's right.
He's right.
He's very right. It's like, if Moxley's right. bleeding on accident because he bleeds so much, that's fine. Yeah, I can get that. I can get behind that. But it's like, bro, every time I see you, it's like, you should just come out bleeding.
He took the Cody. he took the Cody role. Cody used to bleed all the time. Now Cody doesn't bleed at all in WWE.
Yeah. Which, good, I guess. But
listen, Cody's
fine.
I'd
like to see an unprotected head chair shot, though, in WWE. That'd be pretty nice.
Cody would do it because he's out of his mind.
AEW, and everyone's like, wow, don't ever do that
again. Do that again.
Cody's like, what? I thought you were Marks.
We talked about on the show. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, you're the executive of the company.
I liked it, not going to lie. If I didn't like it back then, I lied for clout. I like it now.
Yeah, I mean, Jon Moxley, deathmatch wrestler, that's how he got his name. Hangman Adam Page is just trying to stay relevant, I think, at this point.
Dude, CM Punk just buried his career. It's so true.
Yeah.
He did. It's just like, he just couldn't bounce. How about a ruined title reign?
My God, ruined the career and a title reign, too. Like, Hangman just hasn't recovered, and I don't know if he's going to recover from this either. I think Mox is going to
take him to town. SummerSlam, dude. He's going to have a great SummerSlam match with Seth Rollins. I'm going to tell you right now.
Hangman Adam Page.
Yeah, it's going to be incredible.
I want Hangman Adam Page to come over to WWE, and he buckshot Larry and Logan Paul.
Dude, you know these people are just counting down the days where they can go to WWE.
Some of them are, I think, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Like, Hangman, I'd leave.
Hangman's got it. Hangman just needs something new.
Sammy Guevara, I'd leave.
Yeah, okay.
Put it this way, if you weren't in WWE previously, I'd probably leave. Jungle Boy, I'd stay. Just give it a few more years.
I think they like Jungle Boy. I think Jungle Boy's going to stick around.
Yeah, I like Jungle Boy, too. But, like, you know, a few of these guys, just they can't wait to leave.
I think. Yeah.
I feel like Hangman Page is one of those people.
I heard a good analogy. Shout out to the Jobber Tears. Talking about how Tony Khan runs the organization that is All Elite Wrestling. And he's like, he said, Tony Khan's like a sneakerhead. He has like his 5 shoes that are in his rotation all the time that he loves. And then from time to time, he'll bring out another pair, just to wear for a night, and then he'll put them back.
Yeah. Or the shoes like, hey, I'm like scuffed. I need to go to the shop. And he kind of forgets about them.
Yeah, pretty much. I thought that was a good analogy. But back to this Texas Death Match, Hangman Adam Page. I don't even know where you put this on the card. There's a lot, like, these are the two gimmicky matches, probably the two matches that people are going to tune in for.
I'll watch this match because I do like Moxley. I'm a big fan of Hangman. You know, Texas Death Matches are fun. I've been watching a lot of ECW lately, so.
So this is right up your alley now.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I'll tell you, that Terry Funk, Raven, Stevie Richards main event's going to be amazing. I can't wait to watch it again. Was it Sandman? Yeah. I don't know if it was Stevie or Sandman. I don't remember.
Sandman, talk about a guy who's only an entrance.
PJs, dude. What do you
say? Yeah, I mean, death matches are. I'm on the fence about death matches. Like, I've seen one in person. I'm like, this might be a little bit too much for me.
Oh, man.
You know.
I want them to bleed, baby. Bleed for my entertainment.
Cactus Jack versus Vader, WCW death match. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, there's going to be blood in this. I would probably put this as at the middle position, Show Stealer.
I hope Hangman takes duct tape and just rips off some of Hangman, Moxie's chest hair.
Could you imagine?
Swacks him
in the middle, straps him down, like rolls his arms in between the ropes, and then just puts wax in him.
Oh no! Oh my God! No! Oh no! Like she did with the death match with Kenny.
Yeah.
The barbed wire brawl, whatever the fuck it was.
Yeah, that'll be great. Yeah, I'm gonna go John Moxley on this. I think Heyman takes the fall.
I agree.
Yeah. Let's move on to the king of TV, Samoa Joe, depending who is the Ring of Honor television champion and also the AEW TNT champion.
Wait, when did you get this belt back? I thought Darby had it.
No, Samoa Joe got it back.
Oh, they flip-flop it? Great.
A little bit.
What a meaningless title.
Yes, the king of TV, Samoa Joe, is going to be putting his TNT championship on the line against also somebody who got a great push and then just hasn't really recovered in Wardlow.
What the fuck happened to Wardlow, dude? This guy was red hot.
Someone compared him to like being Goldberg hot at a point in time.
He was. The Wardlow chants were real.
Yeah. I mean, being with Samoa Joe isn't a bad place to be. Samoa Joe's going to do great with Wardlow. But I'm concerned that there might not be any real title changes here. That's on the entire show.
No problem with that.
Which is, yeah, you know, it's okay, but here's the thing with Samoa Joe. He is your mid-card champion on the two brands that you own. And you do want to jumpstart Ring of Honor somehow. So Joe could drop this if Ring of Honor, because Supercard of Honor is in the works. Mm. And I think it's going to be historically around Mania season or Mania weekend. So I don't see him retaining for long. I think he drops the TNT championship.
I think he should. I mean, Wardlow needs something, right? I mean, this guy's really good. Like, he's not a bad wrestler. He has something. He's got a spark. He has a connection. This guy's gone. It's gone forever. Right?
Yeah. So
give the guy something to run with. I mean, he had the belt, did nothing with it, dropped it, disappeared, cut a promo with his dead dad. Now here he is.
Yeah. So I'm rooting for...
I think he cut his hair, something like that.
I think his hair is cut. So I am rooting for Wardlow, but I expect Samoa Joe to retain.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be surprised if Wardlow wins. I'm moving on. Oh, here come the women. Yay. In a match that does not include Britt Baker. My God, thank you. We have the AEW Women's World Championship match. Jamie Hayter, because I am a hater, because I do love Jamie Hayter. The AEW Women's World Champion, because he's no longer an interim, thank God. Versus Ruby Soho, formerly known as Ruby Riot. Guess what, folks? She's still relevant in this company.
Is she?
I don't know.
I heard Soraya Paige turned heel, which I think is great.
And Soraya is also the third opponent in this women's triple threat for the Women's World Championship. Soraya did turn the page and become a heel, which is perfect for her in this organization. I don't know. People love Hayter. I think Ruby's here as
they
just like...
They love her so much.
They love Hayter.
I don't get it.
I don't know. I don't get it either. I don't think they're giving anything to Ruby, which is a damn shame because she was on fire before she left WWE. But they totally demolished the Riot Squad. And I think if they give it to Paige, it might be a misstep, but...
Can't even do the D'Lo Brown headshake.
No one can do the D'Lo Brown headshake to Quan,
Jesus. I love the D'Lo Brown headshake. Gives me a headache just doing it, man.
That's how necks get broken in the first place. Is it too soon for Soraya, formerly known as Paige, to get this belt, Will?
No, because you don't know how much time she's got left.
Is her neck that bad?
No, but you just don't, you never know. You know, you broke it once, you can break it again, right?
Austin broke his like twice, right?
Maybe. But like, you know, if someone's coming back from a career-ending injury, it's just a matter of time, really, before it happens again.
True.
So, go for it, man.
Yeah, you can spice things up. I mean, you do. You
got a nice the, fresh heel turn. Very
yeah, you, that's true. And you don't bring in Saraya if she's not going to go for the women's title in a relatively quick turnaround.
Right.
Like, she's not here to put up her talent over. She's here to win. So you convince me. I'm going to go Saraya takes the title off of Hayter. Hayter becomes a bigger babyface, and people hate Saraya because she took it off their favorite babyface. I will say, Jamie Hayter is a cutie. She has a cute face.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think it's when she talks, though. It's like, whoa, yuck.
Oh, she's one of those?
Dude, like, a chick with a deep voice is just don't like it.
I don't think I've ever heard her speak. I have to go speak to her.
Isn't she Australian or British or something?
She might be from one of those places.
Yeah, so it's not their fault. It's just
the accent you don't like?
It's the tone of their voice. It's too deep.
Gotcha. It's called the Face of the Revolution, friends. It's not a ladder match for the Sonic the Hedgehog's gold ring. But I understand. I understand what you're going for. And also, the winner of the Face of the Revolution will face the winner. We'll have a shot at the TNT title. Yay. Speaking of titles, everybody's three favorite people that ruined the Bullet Club, the Elite, Kenny Omega, and the Young Bucks, are putting their trios titles on the line. I forgot these were a thing.
I did too.
Yeah. Against, oh, hey, House of Black is doing something.
Dude, it's rumored that Kenny's going to go at WWE, and I can't tell you how much I don't believe that's going to happen.
That's a worse gut punch than Cody.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like, you cannot have Kenny leave. Also, Kenny's working on your video game.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, you can't have him leave and the game hasn't come out yet.
God, that'd be so funny.
Have a pre-order, have an exclusive, like, Kenny Omega will be a DLC in 2K23. Yeah,
dude, I don't believe he's going to leave.
Like, I don't believe, no. I think he's too prideful. I mean, here's the thing. The Omega and the Bucks made their name because they never wanted to go to WWE.
And they've proved that they don't have to.
Yeah. So why go now?
I think Cody kind of had to a little bit.
Cody, I think, always wanted to return.
Cody still has something to prove. The Bucks and Cody, yeah. In my opinion, do not.
No. No, Cody felt like he had something to prove, and I think Cody was just convinced, like, hey, we can do this AEW thing, and Cody's like, yeah, actually, that makes sense. Yeah. Who's going to fund it? Oh, I got this guy, Tony. He likes us. All right. Let's get it done, and I think that's what happened. You know, it made sense, but House of Black versus the Elite, this would have been cool. I don't know. I'm not, there's nothing that grabs me for this. I think trios titles are overrated to begin with.
Yeah.
Especially when you have tags and stuff. But I'm happy. I won't go call him Aleister Black, but that's not his name anymore.
Malachi
Black. There we go. Yeah. I'm happy Malachi's doing something. I'm happy Murphy's doing something.
Yeah. I'm happy Malachi.
Thank goodness.
Is in a state of mind to actually do something.
To actually wrestle. Like, I feel like he's going to get a great kick on like Kenny's face, which would be fantastic.
Yeah. I don't see him win though, because who knows if we need to take another mental break. So
Your champions have to be around.
Yeah, you got to be on TV. You want to be successful. You got to win. You got to show up. You got to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you can only bring a horse to water.
But you can't make them drink. But my other thing is, like, you can put it on House of Black. And, I mean, AEW has so many titles.
They do.
Right now that it, you know, would it kill them for the trios titles not to be around as often? I don't think so. Like, I don't think it's a detriment when you have almost 20 titles in rotation between ROH, which doesn't have a stable, you know, show yet, and AEW's titles. Like, some titles can take some weeks off.
Hey, man, they have a logo. That's sometimes all you need in this business.
A logo and a streaming service that AEW didn't even create. You know, so like I said, it wouldn't kill them for some of these titles to just go away. But I think the Elite retain.
Agreed.
Yeah. It'll be a fun, this might start the show.
Spot fest.
Spotfest, kicks, super
Bucks,
kicks.
Young Bucks do not know how to have a bad match. They don't know how to.
Yeah. And honestly, if I were booking this, I'd make this the first match.
Yes.
Get the crowd hot, and you just work your way from there. So, AEW, speaking of Bumper, the tag team titles are also on the line. My God, there are so many titles.
The Acclaimed don't have the belts anymore because it's a shame.
Yeah. So you have ROH oldies, Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal against the Guns, against the Acclaimed, against the winner of the Casino Battle Royal, which is happening tonight as we are doing the show on AEW Dynamite. Honestly, I swear to God, if Lethal and Jeff Jarrett get these damn titles, I will never watch AEW.
Jeff Jarrett so much, Ricky. We have to pause because my stomach's about to explode, so I will be right back. Woo, so, sorry, everybody.
Yeah, word to the wise folk, mac and cheese, not for Will.
Lobster oh, no, it mac. Is for Will. It was just so delicious, I got to go eat it again. We got leftovers in the fridge. I'll do the same thing tomorrow.
I guess it was from a restaurant.
No, we made it. So we got it was the BJ substitute lobster.
You're welcome.
So we got like 6 boxes of pasta for like $10.
Isn't it great?
Yeah, no, we can talk about BJ's in the post show. It's not perfect, but it's really damn good. The $15 delivery thing is really annoying though. That service charge.
Oh, you guys didn't go where you got it delivered?
Yeah, well, dude, driving to Jersey City is a bitch.
Understandable. So, gotcha.
Yeah, we got delivered. That, yeah, we can discuss in the post show about all the BJs. But, I'm glad we got the membership. That was nice.
Yeah.
So, Jeff Jarrett. Fuck Jeff Jarrett. Dude. I hate Jeff Jarrett so much. I hate that he still wrestles. And I'm glad his dad's dead. I'm not going to say that.
No. Jeff Jarrett's dad was actually really good. A bookie in wrestling in general.
Jerry Jarrett? Yeah.
Jerry Jarrett,
in the industry.
Yeah, absolute legend. So we have Jeff Jarrett and Jay Lethal, a.k.a. the ROH oldies. I feel so bad for Jay Lethal. He had something, and now he has nothing.
I do love that picture of Jeff Jarrett, though, in the graphic.
Oh, with the black hat and everything?
Dude, he just looks like he looks like he's trying to be the Undertaker, but he doesn't have enough money to be the Undertaker.
He looks like if someone was trying to be a male stripper for beyond, like an Undertaker male stripper.
That, or he's like trying to go to a showdown with Gary Cooper.
Yeah.
Draw!
But yeah, the Guns, who are the champions, so Billy Gunn and the other kid, Billy Gunn's son, well, the Guns, and the Acclaimed.
The Gun Kids,
yeah. And the Acclaimed versus the winners of the Casino Tag Team Battle Royale. He looks like Dog the Bounty Hunter's gay sidekick. Nice.
There nice. There it is. Thank you, Taquan.
By the way, this just in, according to Mr. Fretz, the winner of the Face of the Revolution ladder match on AEW Dynamite tonight was Powerhouse Hobbs. So he's a number one contender for the TNT title after Revolution. So good for Powerhouse Hobbs.
Powerhouse.
Yeah, good for him. With this tag match, honestly, just give it to the Acclaimed again at this point.
I don't know why they took it off the Acclaimed. The Acclaimed was such a good act.
They're hot. They were hot.
From the podcast I listened to that covers a lot of AEW, they did turn on the Acclaimed. There's like their raps weren't that good anymore, and like they became too big for their britches. They became too mainstream.
Oh, excuse them. Yeah, excuse them for being good, right?
Their fault. But apparently Max Katz had a really good rap this week. I forget what he did.
It's not everything's going to be a 5-star rap freestyle.
Someone about jerking off. That's what it was. Someone about his dick.
Of course. Oh, dick jokes always work.
Yeah, the Guns joke. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I would give it to the Acclaimed.
They should. They're a great act.
Yeah. I haven't seen the Guns. I'm assuming they're very good wrestlers. I mean, their father was an above average performer. Oh, with Billy. Billy Gunn was a good performer.
Dude, he was supposed to be like world champion.
I know.
That's what the rumor was.
Yeah. I mean, he had all the potential, but like, listen, he had one of the stupidest, greatest gimmicks ever, being Mr. Ass.
He's like 7 feet tall, dude.
He's huge.
He's so fucking big. It's crazy. Well, I mean,
you look back in those days, Scott Hall was 6'8".
Yeah, Scott Hall was a big boy.
Yeah, like some of like the shortest superstar they have was like Austin. Austin's like what, 6'2"?
Yeah, bro. Or Shawn Michaels.
Shawn Michaels is, I think, under six.
6 feet?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe 6 feet. So yeah, no, it's got to be the Acclaimed.
Yeah.
It's got to be Acclaimed. Like I said.
Guns Attain.
Yeah, you really claim they're Guns Attain. Just don't put it on Jay Lethal and Jeff Jarrett. I can't. Don't do that. Didn't do that for anyone. I don't even know how I got this far in here. But let's move on. Oh, speaking of old people, Chris Jericho is in a match because Chris Jericho is in a match.
Ricky Starks. I didn't know
that. Ricky Starks. Yeah, Jericho versus Ricky Starks. And apparently the Jericho Appreciation Society, because that's the new clique that Jericho's running, because Jericho just loved to have followers.
That's been the clique for like a year now.
Well, because, I mean, every AEW since its inception has always had Jericho be the leader of some group.
Yeah.
At some point. I really feel like Jericho's grasping at straws now. Like, I feel like he's running out of ideas.
The Inner Circle was pretty dope, though.
Yeah, it was the Inner Circle, Jericho Appreciation Society, and wasn't there another one?
No, just those two.
Oh, I feel like there was more. But this is going to be a one-on-one, which Ricky Starks is going to win. He has to win, in my opinion.
I do like Ricky.
He was going to be recruited. He was going to go to NXT. William Regal was going to recruit him.
I didn't know he was such good friends with Cody Rhodes, too. Like, you know, Ricky Starks was backstage at Royal Rumble this year.
Was he really?
Yeah, he showed up with Cody.
Huh.
Which I don't know how Tony Khan let that happen.
He probably didn't tell Tony until after. Hey, where were you? Oh, guys, it was crazy down there in San Antonio. Oh, really? What happened in San Antonio, Ricky? Nothing.
I went to a strip club, and it was really cool.
There were, like, 30 entrants coming in at one time. It was nuts.
It was a 30-pole, over-the-top, dildo battle royal. Star one, of course. Get some main event on the main stage.
Yeah, right. They kept slapping each other for 15 minutes. It was wild, yeah, man. Yeah,
they get three DJ Khaled songs.
Totally blew him off the scent.
Tony's like, ugh. You got DJ Khaled. He said, fuck my TV.
But yeah, if Jericho knows the business, I think Jericho's putting Ricky Starks over. Ricky Starks is going to be a major player in wrestling.
I like Ricky.
Yeah, I do too.
He annoyed me at first, but I'm turning into a fan.
Yeah, he's going to do well. I think Ricky Starks has to get this big rub here.
Yeah, I hope so.
Because none of his benefits Jericho at all. And so that's all the matches we have so far in this card.
There's probably a lot of matches, dude.
It is a good amount of matches. Yeah, that's the AEW formula. Hopefully they learn not to go so goddamn long. We'll have a 60-minute Iron Man match and a Texas Death match on top of a triple threat AEW Women's World title match. The TNT Championship, which is probably going to be the shortest one. You have a Fatal 4-Way for your tag titles. It's going to be a long card. Yeah, it's going to be a long card. I'm sorry to say, but overall, how good this is going to be overall AEW Revolution, I'm going to say, if there are no surprises, I'm going to go a little bit lower. I'm going to go 7.5. I am concerned with the longevity of not the longevity, but how long this card's going to go, but it might bore or tire everybody out, especially with a 60-minute Iron Man match as your main event.
Yeah, with six other matches. Me such a long card, man.
And one of them being a Texas, you have Texas Death Match, Triple Threat, Fatal 4-Ways, and the Fatal 4-Ways is a tag team match before a 60-minute Iron Man match is your main event.
Dude, this is going to be like a night and a half of WrestleManias.
Yeah. I love the creativity and their styles of matchup, but that is a lot on one card. For an audience to digest in one sitting.
It's very aggressive.
Yes.
It's not even passive aggressive. It's just aggressive aggressive.
It's very aggressive booking. But you got to space it out. But we'll see how it goes. Yeah. 7.5, 6.5. Who knows what the hell will happen. AEW Revolution is going to be on Sunday because you know why they did it on Sunday? Because you have John Bones Jones coming back on Saturday.
That's fair. Yeah.
And I understand why, like, well, they're like, let's not compete this time.
Pay-per-view slot was taken.
Yeah. Yeah. So I get it. And John Bones Jones is probably going to, he's battling in heavyweight. So
we'll see.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see what happens with that.
He might get his ass whooped, dude. Ciryl Gane is no joke.
That's true. Very, very true. But that's our AEW Revolution card. You can agree with us, you know, like, share, subscribe, leave some comments. It will be great.
We don't watch AEW.
Or, yeah, you can shit on us too because we don't watch AEW. It would be great if we had a guest who would respond to our messages to bring them on. Anywho,
Christian works Thursday, Wednesday nights. So
does he? Oh, that's a shame. To some more WWE news. It was revealed this Monday, Will, that Cody Rhodes has shown up on SmackDown to have a face off with the tribal manipulator, Roman Reigns.
I like that. Yeah, man, it should be good. What the fuck is happening to this WrestleMania card? Like, everything Cody and Paul Heyman and the Usos and Sami are doing, 10 out of 10. Outstanding. Amazing.
No, it's great. They are weaving the storylines fantastic with all of them. It's hard. It's hard to do all of that.
Yeah. Well, they're building two main events, right? I'm telling you, Meltzer reported, because he watches the show, our show that is, that the main event's tag match, as it should be.
Yeah.
So they're doing a good job making sure, because they get a lot, they both get a lot of TV time on Monday and Friday.
Yes, they do.
Sammy the Usos or Cody or what have you.
Mm-hmm. They are the main storylines of both shows.
Yeah. So Cody and Roman face to face is going to be great. That's going to be really cool. Very excited to see what happens there.
You know what else I like about this that they made official? But I think it was also a necessity. Cody's wrestling every week leading into WrestleMania. Which I think is a fantastic touch.
Yeah.
One, because he needs to, because he, you know, he ripped his chest off of himself before the new year. But two, it's a good way to just build him up as a formidable opponent to Roman. And his match with Chad Gable was fucking fantastic.
Keep him in ring shape, man.
Mm-hmm. And Chad Gable looked like a $1 million going up against Cody.
Well, Chad Gable's got the worker's curse. Works well with everybody.
He's so good. He's so good. He needs to be a U.S. champion.
He needs to be a coach. That's what he needs to do.
Like a Gulak.
Yeah. Cool. Put him in NXT as a coach when he's done wrestling.
Coach, I can see Coach Gable.
Yeah.
He'll be the on-screen GM. He'll shoot everybody.
Alpha Academy.
Could you imagine if that became the working gimmick? Like, he just changed the Alpha Academy?
Dude, it's a damn shame American Alpha couldn't become like an actual thing.
Bro, their NXT run was so good.
It was so good. It really was. It's such a shame. And I actually do miss Jason Jordan. I mean, I am, like, I know we on this show, we shit a lot on Jason Jordan when he was on the main roster.
But I felt bad for him.
Yeah,
like,
you know, I feel bad for him now. It's like, I wish I could have seen what his career would have turned into, because he had a chance. I'm not saying he was going to do it, but I'm saying he had a chance.
Listen, he had the look. He had the size. He had the presence.
Yeah.
He just needed the character, and they were giving it to him. They're giving him every chance to succeed, and then he just had a career-ending injury.
Yeah.
Which is, look, again, a massive shame, because in another universe, Jason Jordan versus Roman Reigns, probably a great-looking match.
You need to put on some weight for that. You need to put on some bulk.
Well, no, Jason Jordan was already bulk, but Roman might need to put on more bulk.
Yeah, is Jason Jordan bigger than Roman? I think he's smaller.
No, Jason Jordan was bigger. Like, Jason Jordan was coming out of being like a college wrestler.
Let's see. What was he billed as?
Jason Jordan?
Yeah, let's see.
265?
It's 6'3", 240. Okay, he's pretty. 6'3".
Yeah, he's a big boy. Roman's like 6'3".
Let's see Roman Reigns.
What's Roman's build at?
Roman is 6'3", no weight. So probably about 245. So probably, they're all the same size.
Yeah. Okay. I think they in another universe, Jason Jordan versus Roman Reigns would probably be a great match.
Damn, Roman Reigns is 37.
Is he really 37?
May 25th, 1985.
Wow.
Jason Jordan is 34.
Yeah. Like I said, it would have worked. It probably would have worked. But Cody Rhodes, Roman, face off. That promo's going to be great. There's going to be a lot of talk about wrestling families and history. It's going to be a great build to this night 2 main event. And I'm excited, Lynn. Cody's doing great. Cody's doing a lot of good panache in the crowd. I love what he did with Otis.
Yeah.
Just middle of the match.
He's a showman, dude. Cody's a showman.
He is.
He knows what to do when the light's red. He
is what to do. No, it's good. And so that's building to WrestleMania. Also, WrestleMania now has a host, aka they have nothing to do. They have nothing for this person to do, and so they gave the host The Miz.
Makes sense.
Which makes sense. Hollywood must see The Miz. He believes he's an A-lister. It works out.
The easiest paycheck he has.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, all he has to do is be himself.
Yeah.
It's literally all it is. Like,
dude, does Hollywood Hogan come out?
Oh, as like a surprise?
With his walker?
He comes to save Eugene again? Like he did the last time in Hollywood?
Dude, you gotta have Hollywood Hogan come out.
If he can do it, I would not Hulk Hollywood. Yeah. I would do a Hollywood Hulk appearance in Hollywood.
Music. Have Bischoff come with him and stop bowing. Like the whole works. Have virtual on the back. Like I'm sick and need money.
Take the WCW logo and him start like headbanging it. No, but I think The Miz is going to be a great host. He's gonna kill this. I mean, they wanted to hire The Miz in the first place to be Ryan Seacrest. Yeah. And it's not I want Hogan at Mania. It's not I didn't say Taquan that I wanted Terry Bollea at WrestleMania. I want Hollywood Hogan, arguably the greatest heel of the Attitude Era, next to Mr. McMahon at WrestleMania. There is a massive difference.
Yeah.
Okay.
I would like Terry Bollea there.
Don't you? Just antagonize everybody. So WrestleMania Hollywood, by the way, these graphics for WrestleMania Hollywood are just fucking amazing.
It
looks so good. That set's probably going to be bonkers. I love if they do a red carpet at SoFi Stadium.
The red carpet would be dope. I also love the WrestleMania logo, the film.
Yeah, and they had that done for a while, too. Yeah.
Somebody really tell them they don't shoot on film anymore. They should know that. They do live TV. Kids don't even know what that is. Like, they don't get it.
I love that banner. What's that border design? It's film. What?
What's film?
What is that? Also, speaking of this and how we were talking about Oscars and stuff, what did you think of Bianca and Tez redoing Titanic? You're the first person.
Oh, my God, I loved it. I saw that thing going over and been like, Jazz, take a look at this. I thought it was so funny. It was perfect. Everything about it was great. Take my hand. Which one?
He tries to take a selfie and the phone falls into the water.
Yeah.
Oh my God. So what is it? The Joker? They've done Titanic. I think the next one is Top Gun with Miz and Maurice.
Oh, that'd be pretty funny.
I think that's the next one.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I think that one's good. But also, one of our worst fears has actually happened. Brock Lesnar and Omos is actually going to be a match.
Yeah, like, what the fuck? So here's what I think happened. They want to do Brock Bobby in the gimmick match, right? But they need a main event for Saudi Arabia when they go there in the spring.
Okay.
So they're just pushing it. Which is
Saquon, stop it. Brock versus Omos is a 5-star classic technical masterclass. You stop it, Saquon.
This is just such a goddamn shame. Like, this makes me think Vince is back booking.
All I know is a couple of things. Everybody's kind of shitting on Omos. And the one thing we have to remember about Omos, whether you like him or not, he has the backing of the greatest. He has the biggest support anybody can have in wrestling. And that's Mark Calloway.
Yeah, I don't get what he sees in him. This guy's fucking awful.
Listen, big men aren't going to be technical masterpieces. And Saquon needs to stop comparing Brock and Omos to Brett and Sean. You stop it, Saquon. You cut it out right now.
I think Saquon's starting to sell me, man. I think Vince is right. All hail Vince. This is just, I don't want to see this.
It just, it does, there's nothing like.
Like this card needs, Brock Bobby because the rest of the card isn't that great.
The rest of the card, I think, is going to be fine. You have, what we know so far, you have Cody Roman confirmed.
Awesome.
Charlotte, Rhea, it'll be fine. I'm more excited for Bianca and Asuka. I think that has potential to be something pretty fucking wild. And then this is it. This is the fourth confirmed.
Yeah. And we're going to get Bray and Bobby.
It's so weird because these are all like, here's the thing, these matches, there's no build, there's no story. The story here is MVP on behalf of Omos is challenging Brock Lesnar.
Via a backstage, which their segment on Raw was pretty funny, not going to lie.
No, listen.
Brock and MVP did a pretty good job selling this match.
I know, I get it. I love Brock. This is like, Brock just keeps getting better right now.
Like, I would rather have had Brock and Gunther.
And I don't want to see that right now either. Why not have Brock and Gunther?
Yeah, like, why Omos?
I don't know.
And like,
although
why
it
is
would...
Bray and Bobby? Like, why? Like, did they not watch the last 6 months of their own programming?
Listen, I can understand the visual of Brock trying to slam Omos would be amazing to see because Omos is literally 7'3", like 400-something pounds. Like, that's a big boy.
I mean, yeah, but...
Yeah, like, but the match itself, cares? It's going to be quick. Yeah,
like he could just do that on Raw. It's like, dude, like this WrestleMania isn't the platform to do a swerve like this.
I agree.
Like WrestleMania isn't a detour in your storyline.
It's the end.
It's not even, they're just driving past the exit. They're like, oh, wait, I think we're there. No, we're just going to keep going.
Yeah, it baffles me that we don't get Brock Bobby. It baffled me when they try to do Brock Bobby at Elimination Chamber, which ended up being just a joke match anyways, because you're like, oh, okay, we're going to do this at Mania. And they're not doing it.
Yeah, why don't they just have the blow off at Elimination Chamber then? So yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
This match does deserve a main event. Like, if it's a Hell in a Cell, don't get me wrong, I understand it needs a main event.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's WrestleMania. Everything's a main event.
Almost, yeah.
Almost.
It's almost an Omos. Yeah, yeah.
Like this is just like this is an under. This is the undercard.
Yeah.
Like this is match two. Match three.
Yeah.
Same with Bray and Bobby. Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah, there's no build to
you
it.
You could Muscle Man dance every single week. I don't care.
That was a great video package.
Dance.
Yeah, it doesn't make
like, hey, break,
sense.
Can you keep a secret? I don't like you anymore. I don't care.
I don't know. I don't know anything at all with any of us because like.
Yeah, Fretz, please explain what White Lightning is.
Oh, it's moonshine.
I know that, but like, what's in it?
I don't know if it's an actual flavor. I'd have to look it up.
I figured it was a Canadian thing.
Yeah, maybe. I did love that segment when Brock was like, a lot of people online were like, we thought Brock had a gun in his jacket. But I love how Brock showed up. He's like, all right, hey, here, MVP, I'm in your lounge. Just sell me on this match. I did like that like the writers knew, like, no one sold on this.
Yeah.
So Brock was like, sell me on the match. Brock was like, oh, you got a point. Like, I love nonchalant cowboy hat wearing Brock Lesnar, who just is, White Lightning is a flavor of moonshine. Okay. Meet White Lightning moonshine, unaged corn whiskey made from a recipe handed down through generations of moonshiners, produced using the same copper silver you see pictured on every jar of Palmetto moonshine built by fifth generation moonshiner himself. Officially recognized as South Carolina's first legal moonshine.
Interesting.
Yes. Yeah. That's White Lightning. Apparently there are multiple flavors of it. Let me see if I can find some ingredients.
I don't care that much.
Move on. Yeah, no, but yeah. It should be a White Lightning match. That's what it should be.
Yeah.
And if it is, if you've ever had moonshine, I understand why MVP spit that out if you're not used to moonshine.
I hope it was actually moonshine and Brock just didn't tell anybody.
Knowing Brock, like, he probably didn't tell anybody, and he was
probably
like,
"Probably not." The whole thing was ad lib. That would have been really funny. It was. It would be a great rib to MVP too if it actually was the moonshine. Triple H, he's like, "Yeah, it'll be good."
He's gonna spit it in your face. Don't worry about it. We'll pay you some extra money. I'm
concerned
about this. Maybe something will happen. Maybe this is a bait and switch right now, because that is a notorious WWE thing to do.
I don't think so, dude. I mean,
I don't think so.
It's already here.
Yeah.
Like, we all thought Kurt Angle and Baron Corbin was a bait and switch. It wasn't. We still think it was a bait and switch. Kurt Angle's going to have one more match.
I remember when Kurt was like, "I choose my opponent to be Baron Corbin." People are like, "What? Baron Corbin?
That did wonders for his career. Let me tell you something."
Oh, God. It should have been Word Life Cena.
Oh, my God. It should have been.
It should have been Word Life Cena. That would have been fucking
crazy. Fucking right. It should have been. It came out that night, too.
Yeah, to Mike Chuck Elias.
Yeah. Again.
Oh, man. But hey, we'll see what happens. We got what? Exactly 1 month from night one.
1 month.
1 month from night one of WrestleMania. So that should be interesting. And that's pretty much all of our show this week. AEW Revolution is going to be this Sunday, which we will probably not watch or review until maybe 2 weeks from now.
You don't want to talk about Becky Lynch and Lita winning the tag titles?
I did forget about that. But yeah, Becky Lynch and Lita did win the tag titles.
Cool.
But it's Trish is involved.
Yeah, Trish came out too.
That was a big surprise. Like, oh, Trish is unretired again.
So what's the match? Bailey, Trish?
Damage Control versus Becky, Bailey, and Becky, Lita, and Trish. Six women. I think that's the match. I'm okay with that. Listen, I'm okay anytime I see Trish Stratus on my screen. And I can't be mad at that at all.
She did look great.
She always looks great.
Roll fucking tide.
Like, she always looks great. And listen, we're not getting Becky Bailey. Clearly, we're not getting Becky Bailey.
Thank God, we've already done that a few thousand times.
And we're not getting Becky Bailey, which I thought was going to be the blow up at Mania. And so it's just next best thing right now. Next best thing. But congratulations to them. Lita now has a tag team championship to her name. And for some reason with Lita, she could look slow or just not real, like a little bit of ring rust. She can always hit that moonsault, though.
Yeah, she can.
She can always hit the moonsault. It is a thing of beauty every time. I also love how Io Sky kind of mimicked her moonsault on purpose.
Io does hit a great moonsault with him. She does. She's phenomenal. Everything she does is great.
Yeah, I can't wait until Io breaks out, because I am hoping for Io Asuka down the road.
I'm about it.
That would be so much fun. Can you imagine the promos between them?
No. Won't be English.
Oh, wait, no, they did it once, remember?
They were
yelling at it. Yeah, they were yelling at each other, and then Io called Asuka a bitch.
Bitch! They put subtitles for YouTube too.
Did they really?
Someone put subtitles on it.
Someone subtitle. It wasn't WWE, but someone did subtitle it. But no, it was great. So yeah, that's all we got this week in wrestling. But it's going to be interesting to see how this goes. I will give the Iron Man match 20 minutes. If it doesn't grab me in 20 minutes, I might skip to the finish.
Yeah. If I watch, I'm not watching it live, I'm not watching it for 60 minutes. That's not guaranteed not to happen.
All right, let's get to the post. I need to hear about this BJ stuff that you're talking about.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to Kings of the Rings podcast episode number 330, March Revolution. There is madness going on in the world of wrestling, especially in AEW, who thinks they're going to be able to do a Texas Death Match and a 60-minute Iron Man match in the same show. Be sure to get a lot of Red Bull for AEW Revolution on Sunday, because that pay-per-view is probably not ending till 1 in the morning on Monday. I've been your host, King Ricky Rose. You can find me at Ambassador Biggs nowhere anytime soon, because I am still off social media in what apparently is called a darkness retreat. Thanks, Aaron Rodgers. Find Kings of the Rings podcast at KOTR_podcast across all social media. Like, share, subscribe, leave us 5-star reviews. Help us out. Purchase some of our awesome, awesome merchandise. The link to that is in the description below. If you're listening to us, please make sure that you're listening to us on Wrestle Addict Radio, the cure for the common wrestling podcast, on all of your, wherever you listen to all of your podcasts, because we are everywhere on all the podcast sites. And follow Wrestle Addict Radio socials on Addict_Wrestle on Twitter and Wrestle Addict Radio everywhere else on social media. When we come back next week, we'll kind of bluff and say we watched Revolution. We're probably lying to you, but we're also going to move on in the build to WrestleMania, because it's going to be really, really heavy in the WrestleMania season, especially after SmackDown. Will Terror Shock.
I hope Aaron Rodgers just came out of his darkest tunnel and was like, oh, I made my decision. I am not in any way, shape, or form going to the fucking Jets. Will Darish, like, tease it, D-A-R-A-S-H-U-K. I'm not going to the Jets either, don't you worry. I hope they move to Queens, because that's where they fucking belong. Next to the Mets. Back, motherfucker! I can't wait till the end of the month. It's going to be the first week of April, opening week. I'm doing a podcast with Alan Schoenberg and, what the fuck is that guy's name? Mike Wilkins. I've been both producing on a Talk Potential podcast before, but this time we're doing in-studio, three-man panel, breaking down a preseason and everything to expect in the baseball world this season. So that's going to be very exciting. Cannot wait for that to be in studio and keep recording studios. Talk Potential feed is out there. Everything in there to GoFundMe is there. You know, support your boy. I got fucking debt to pay. And
yeah, we do.
The Supreme Court's not going to be here. Midnight
music. Yeah. Fucking assholes. Anyway, when we come back again next week, we're going to fake like we watched AEW Revolution. We're going to keep on going into the Cody Rhodes and Roman build as the main event of WrestleMania, of a show of shows. And we're going to try and pretend that this whole Almost and Brock thing is all but a dream. It's probably not, but at least we tried. So until next week, folks, goodbye. Good night. We'll see you soon. And I'd rather see Brock versus Slack, because fuck you, Slack. You need to get F5'd. See you later, folks. Midnight music.